أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إنا عرضنا الأمانة على السماوات والأرض والجبال فأبين أن يحملنها وأشفقن منها وحملها الإنسان إنه كان ظلوما جهولا ليعذب الله المنافقين والمنافقات والمشركين والمشركات ويتوب الله على المؤمنين والمؤمنات وكان الله غفورا رحيما صدق الله العظيم. The two ayats before this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it commanded us to taqwa, the fear of Allah, the quality of self-restraint, piety, consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and one way of acquiring and achieving it is to speak correctly, and in lieu of that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will correct for us our amal, our actions, our deeds, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive us. In this ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the amanat, the trust that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had granted. At the very beginning of the ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّا عَرَضْنَا الْأَمَانَةَ عَلَى السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَالْجِبَالِ. Certainly, we had presented amana, trust, upon the skies and the earth and the mountains. فَأَبَيْنَا يَحْمِلْنَهَا وَأَشْفَقْنَا مِنْهَا. They refused to accept it and they became afraid of it. وَحَمَلَهَا الْإِنسَانِ. Then insan had bore the amana from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is this amanat that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking about? By and large, amanat here refers to all the awamir, all the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the nawahi, all the prohibitions of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in short, the entire deen of Allah Rabbul Izzat, and all the commentators are unanimous on this aspect. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to give his deen, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted someone to bear the responsibility of this deen, some makhluk, some creation, to bear the responsibility of this deen. And hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, first, of course, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all-knowing, almighty. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala first presented this to the samawat, to the skies, and to the earth, to the earth, and then to the mountains, and all of them, they realized that this is a very great amanat that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is placing upon them, a very great responsibility. Amanat is something that does not belong to us, that we are entrusted with. And number two is this, we are not allowed to abuse it, misuse it, and we will have to return it back to the owner in the condition that it was given, or even better, it was given back in a better condition. And hence, they had realized this great amanat. Now, Hafidh ibn Kathir rahmatullah alayhi, narrating from various sahaba of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wasallam, explained this entire phenomena that had taken place. He says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had made this presentation to the skies and the earth and the mountains, and they asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, O Allah, are we compelled to accept this amanat? In other words, is it a compulsion that we accept this amanat? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to them that no, this is a responsibility I'm giving you, and if you fulfill this responsibility, in lieu of it, you will gain closeness to me. You will gain closeness to me. And obviously, if you do not fulfill this responsibility, then there will be a punishment from my side. So they responded to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying, O Allah, like that we fulfill your hukam and your command. The mountains, the skies, the earth, all of it are there by the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when we are fulfilling this, and when there is no obligation upon us, then obviously excuse us from accepting this amanat and the responsibility. Thereafter, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had addressed Adam alayhi salatu wa salam. After Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala created Adam alayhi salatu wa salam, or the ruh of Adam alayhi salatu wa salam, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala presented this amanat to Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wa salam, and the same thing, that if you accept this amanat, you fulfill its rights and the huquq of it, then you will gain closeness to me in this world, and obviously in the hereafter you will get Jannah. So Adam alayhi salatu wasalam accepted this amanat on behalf of all his offspring, on behalf of the whole of humankind. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is making reference to this, that Sayyidina Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, O insan, had accepted this amanat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the amanat of the deen of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gave us this responsibility of the deen of fulfilling it. So those who accept it, closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this world, in the hereafter Jannah, those who do not fulfill the responsibility, for them will be the chastisement and the adab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And hence Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, إِنَّهُ كَانَ ظَلُومًا جَهُولًا. Certainly insan is zalum, certainly insan is excessively transgressive, jahula, and insan is excessively ignorant. And here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is not making reference to the fact that every human being is transgressive, every human being is ignorant, but here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is explaining a very important aspect, that when we look at these two words, then we will understand that man has the capacity for a person to be transgressive, the person can also be excessively just. For a person to be ignorant, that person has the capacity of also being knowledgeable. No one will call the door ignorant, no one will call a wall transgressive, but only that being that has the qualities of the opposite, that being will be regarded as foolish, or that being will be regarded as transgressive, and that being will be regarded as one who does not realize the consequences of things, and that is in actual fact the meaning of jahula over here. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention of this, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also gives us the understanding of the capacity of man. Like sometimes a person is very simple-minded, and a simple-minded person sometimes is regarded as foolish. A simple-minded person sometimes is regarded as ignorant. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also wants to show that when Sayyidina Adam alayhi salatu wasalam accepted this amanat from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, at that time Sayyidina Adam alayhi salatu wasalam did it without understanding and realizing the far consequences of it, either the extreme good or the extreme evil. But Sayyidina Adam alayhi salatu wasalam nonetheless, on behalf of man, accepted this amanat, and this amanat, the very beautiful deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has granted us. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لِيُعَذِّبَ اللَّهُ الْمُنَافِقِينَ وَالْمُنَافِقَاتِ. After accepting this amanat, Allah gave us, each one of us, in our hearts. If we can understand our hearts are the irrigating land, is the tilth of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is the land in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala places the seed of the recognition of Allah, the seed of Iman, that nur of Iman Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed in each heart as a result of this amanat that Sayyidina Adam alayhi salatu wasalam had accepted. That is why our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that every child is born on the natural fitrat, the natural inclination, the natural deen of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had taken this pledge of Alastu bi Rabbikum, am I not your Rabb? That was the seeds that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had planted into the heart of each and every human being. So our hearts are like that farming land that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used to sow the seeds of Iman, to sow the seeds of recognition of Allah, to sow the seeds of this amanat, the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we utilize this heart in a proper manner, if we utilize this heart and we begin to care for this heart, we begin to water that seed, then obviously that nur and that light of Iman will begin to emanate. Then that stem of Iman will begin to grow, and of course we will have within us that recognition of Allah Rabbul Izzat. But if that is destroyed by ourselves, then obviously we will have ourselves to blame, And hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لِيُعَذِّبَ اللَّهُ الْمُنَافِقِينَ وَالْمُنَافِقَاتِ, so that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will punish the munafiqeen and the munafiqat, the hypocrite men and the hypocrite females, for the simple reason is they were there in the environment of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. They had the opportunities of harvesting, they had the opportunity of irrigating, of looking after the seed and letting it grow in their hearts, but they squandered the opportunity. Wal mushrikeena wal mushrikat, and those polytheist men and polytheist females, those who had ascribed partners to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that they have blinded themselves to the numerous signs of tawheed and the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They rejected this Quran and they do so up to now, and hence they will be responsible for that. وَيَتُوبَ اللَّهُ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ, and so that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy will descend upon the believing men and the believing women. Allah will turn towards them and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive them and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will show His mercy upon them. وَكَانَ اللَّهُ غَفُورًا رَحِيمًا, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ghafoor. Allah is all forgiving. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all kind. And in this manner, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala completes the surah, reminding us from the very beginning about the great virtue, the closeness of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the status of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if we follow Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَمَنْ يُتِعِ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولَهُ فَقَدْ فَازَ فَوْزًا عَظِيمًا, we will get the ultimate success. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala accept it from us. May Allah ta'ala make it a means of our najat, a misal-e sawab for all our asatiza, all those who brought deen to us, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept it. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa atubu.